Finally, the solution to your weight management woes has arrived. Henry Meds offers access to compounded GLP-1 medications from the comfort of your home. The healthcare providers at Henry Meds make access to weight management treatments fast, easy, and affordable.
After starting this journey on compounded semaglutide from Henry Meds, I'm down 85 pounds. This journey has been life-changing.
Go to henrymeds.com/Pandora to start your weight management journey today. That's henrymeds.com/Pandora. Results may vary. Not all patients are eligible. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Consult the healthcare provider to determine if treatment is right for you.
The last word on the general election 2024.
I'm Ben Finnegan. We're into day 7 of the general election campaign. Today, caps on food prices, immigration and plans for health. For the first couple of days, Fine Gael had seemed to be running its campaign around its slogan, a new energy. Certainly its motto since Simon Harris took over, and it makes sense. Some have been critical that the party has been in government for nearly 14 years. However, its point has been, as it's refreshing its candidates, mainly down to the number of retirements of existing TDs it had, and also Simon Harris, who had been quite energetic since taking on the role of Taoiseach after Leo Varadkar's resignation earlier this year. Now today, Simon Harris said the party's slogan for the election is actually "Secure Your Future." Now there have been some comparisons to a new energy, looking like a Lucozade energy bottle. You can see the comparison, yellow writing on a blue background. While earlier this week, while making pledges on housing, a sign in front of the Taoiseach bearing a message, "A new energy," fell off the podium. Now today, Simon Harris was speaking to students at DCU in Dublin. He was asked why he feels Fine Gael has a new energy when the party has been in government for over a decade.
I think leadership does matter. Lots of parties, when they change their leadership, matter. I am one of the newest leaders of any political party in Ireland. Yes, my party has been in power for a while. Some people say that is a bad thing. I say that with a sense of pride, because when my party went into government, there wasn't a bean in this country, there wasn't a bob. The IMF were here, the Troika. We were having to ask other people in other countries what we could and couldn't do with our country.
We had a party manifesto launched today. It was for People Before Profit Solidarity. Within it, the party wants to pursue, if part of the next government, a 4-day working week and price caps on food and energy. It wants to introduce a living wage of €15 an hour and increase the state pension to €300 immediately. Now, PPP Solidarity also said it wants to ensure there's a government without Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil for the first time in the state's history. So if they are the power brokers after the election, it's incredibly unlikely that PPP would join those negotiations. Now, among its proposals, as I've said, the working week, the increases in wages, easy concepts to comprehend, but it also wants price caps on food. Here's TD Paul Murphy from the party to explain how they would see it working.
We're not saying that there'd be price controls on every item, whatever, the 2,000 items or whatever that exist in a supermarket, but on certain basic goods where profiteering is happening, where the big multiples are making huge profits, that we would be able to say, on bread, it's this, on pasta, it's this, etc. We don't set it out in the bill because we think you're better off having a grocery price commission to be able to do that and then set the prices.
A big issue over the last number of years is immigration, and Sinn Féin put forward its plan if it were elected to government earlier. It is committing to halving the turnaround time for international protection applicants. The party launched plans this morning to set up a new agency to manage immigration, which would have responsibility for processing, enforcement, registration and accommodation. Also, it plans on placing asylum centres in what is described as more affluent areas. The party leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, says immigration into Ireland isn't too high, but is being mismanaged. She told a press conference this morning it's taking a year on average to turn around initial asylum applications, which she said is far too long.
If in practice it can be done more efficiently than that, then it will be. The caveat being, of course, that you have to have processes that are robust, that comply with fair procedure, natural justice, etc. These are legal processes after all as well.
Another policy launched today was Fianna Fáil's health plan. And today FM's Andrew Loud returns to join us again. He was at this policy launch. Fianna Fáil, Andrew has helmed the health ministry through Stephen Donnelly since the summer of 2020. What is proposed now?
Well, Ben, they are proposing that they continue the work that Stephen Donnelly has been claiming that he's done on, say, reducing overcrowding at hospitals. He cited that, University Hospital Waterford and indeed the Midlands Hospital in Tullamore has brought their trolley numbers down to nearly zero over the last 5 years through the interventions of the Department of Health and more better collaboration with the HSE. Obviously, the work at UHL still isn't quite coming to fruition, but that's something that he would be very keen to continue on as well. They're also talking about opening 12 injury units, which would see patients go to them without going to an ED.
Does it somewhat ring of a lot done, more to do?
Very much so. And it's actually something that was kind of touched on in the press conference. Stephen Donnelly himself was asked, would he like to return to the health portfolio if Fianna Fáil was to go into government? And if, which is a bigger question, he can hold on to his seat. And he said that is something that he would like to do.
Most people would not have believed 4.5 years ago that hospital waiting times could be halved and are still moving. But we've brought them down from over 13 months to 7 months. And the target is 2.5. So I think we are halfway through what needs to be done.
Now, there has been a lot of advancements, he will say, also in terms of women's health over the past number of years, over his tenure as health minister since the summer of 2020. The children's scoliosis waiting list, it's still there, but it's down a lot on what it was a number of years ago. And he wants to bring in more regulations on vapes, which he has already done. What's he proposing here?
When it comes to vaping, so there have been some regulations brought in on vaping, but now what Fianna Fáil is suggesting that there are restrictions on packaging, like we see on cigarettes. There is restrictions on flavours, which is something that has been in the ether for quite a long time, and how attractive vaping becomes to children when they can get all these really lovely, juicy, sweetie flavours. And point of sale, so where you can buy them and how you can buy them, that's something that they want to bring restrictions on. And as well, they want to bring in bans on disposable vapes. Indeed, they're just not environmentally friendly alongside all of the other issues that they bring. So they want to sit, so Fianna Fáil wants to bring in a ban on them, and they also want to kind of bring vaping in line with smoking, whereby they want to ban it in the workplace or in public spaces like pubs and hotels.
It is probably worth mentioning those bans on the flavours of vapes. It's already in train and there is cross-party support for it. So,
yeah,
you know, Stephen Donnelly is just continuing on the work that he wants to do.
But just to provide some kind of technical context here, because the Dáil has been dissolved, so that bill essentially becomes finished. But because it has reached a certain point in its progress through the Oireachtas, when they come back, they can actually continue from where that point was. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to go through all the rigmarole again. Where it stopped, that's where it can be picked up again.
Okay. And they also want to tackle energy drinks.
Yes, so this was actually something that was quite interesting. So these high caffeine energy drinks, they want to bring in a ban on them for children. And I asked him about this, and he didn't really have a whole lot of detail to kind of go with this, but that it'd be something that had to be looked at in the legislative process, is what he told me. He said that the idea would be that they couldn't be purchased by children under the age of 18. And I asked, does that mean that people will have to have an ID in order to purchase one? He said that it had to be worked out later on down the line.
And a big, I suppose, talking point about the health service in Ireland is the continued cost of it. Was there any talk of efficiency from Fianna Fáil, or was it, you know, continue as we are and keep pumping money in?
Well, they have increased the health budget from 18 billion to about 25.2 billion in the 5 years that Fianna Fáil have held this portfolio. But there's always been this kind of conversation around how much investment is too much investment, or is there enough investment? Because if you remember the budget a couple of years ago, they essentially just topped up what the extra cost it is to run the health service would be instead of additional investment. So what they're saying now is they want to provide full transparency in published data on hospital productivity. And productivity is something that Stephen Donnelly has been pushing for quite a while, especially around trying to tackle the crisis and in overcrowded emergency departments. And they say the use of public funds as well would also come under this published data. Just basically be more transparent about what this investment is doing, how much is being used, and what it is being used for. This is something that they are very keen to address now.
Today FM's Andrew Loud, as always, thanks for the update. Now, earlier on The Last Word, it's been continuing its coverage today. The Business Post editor Danny McConnell spoke about the divide, which we spoke about here last night, on housing policy.
Between the government parties on one side about what their potential solutions are, and they tend to be more market-driven, and then those parties on the left, like Sinn Féin, the Social Democrats and elsewhere, who look to see much more state intervention. The big problem is the state is very slow at doing things, and it's very as we know from the bike shed and we know from other cost overruns, it doesn't tend to do things on budget or on time. So there is this big divide beginning to emerge on the housing issue. Whether or not it's penetrating through to the electorate as the key issue remains to be seen.
You can listen to that full conversation on podcast, and Matt Cooper will be continuing the Last Words daily election coverage from 4:30 tomorrow afternoon on Today FM. That's it for Day 7. We'll be back with more tomorrow.
The Last Word on the general election 2024. Today FM.
Finally, the solution to your weight management woes has arrived. Henry Meds offers access to compounded GLP-1 medications from the comfort of your home. The healthcare providers at Henry Meds make access to weight management treatments fast, easy, and affordable.
After starting this journey, uncompounded semaglutide from Henry Meds, I'm down 85 pounds. This journey has been life-changing.
Go to henrymeds.com/Pandora to start your weight management journey today. That's henrymeds.com/Pandora. Results may vary. Not all patients are eligible. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Consult a healthcare provider to determine if treatment is right for you.